Thank you. That was delicious. I'm pretty sure you're a better cook than I am.
Oh, just wait for dessert.
Oh, have you planned something delicious?
I think I can make something really special for you. But that kind of depends on what you're into.
What I'm into?
Yes, I'd really like to treat you to something special. You know, in the bedroom. What do you really enjoy? What have you tried?
Are you seriously asking me about my past sex life?
Yes. Believe it or not, I really, really want to hear all about it. Every detail.
Well, this is a little awkward, but okay. Well, my last boyfriend was very vanilla. He wasn't really into foreplay. We always had boring sex that didn't last very long. I really tried to get him to come out of his shell, and at least try anal, but that just disgusted him.
No, I can understand that. Nothing goes in my ass.
The guy before that, he was the guy from a local band. He refused to have sex at all unless there was heavy metal playing in the background. One time we were going out in my car with a radio on and a commercial came on and he just stopped. I thought he was kind of cute, but still frustrating. That relationship did not last long.
Yeah, but details. What did you two do together?
Oh, right. He was a boob man for sure. He loved me sitting on his lap so he could have them in his face. We pretty much always had sex like that, sitting up face to face. We weren't together that long. I know we did some fooling around with oral at first, but we never really got anything really dirty. I never got to try anal sex with him, even though I really enjoy it.
I don't really mind anal sex when I'm on the giving end. I've only done it a couple times though, but like I said, nothing goes in my ass.
Yeah, well, sure, if you say so. Let's see. The guy before that was my first. I met him back in high school, lost my virginity to him, but he had no intention of settling down with me. We broke up pretty early on. I ran him into a bar much later. It led to a night of drunken sex, and somehow that turned into a 2-year-long relationship. Surprised? Yeah, I had no idea he was cheating on me most of the time. He was always so fucking horny all the time. I couldn't keep up. I just couldn't even fathom the concept that he still had energy for someone else. Oh, right, details. Like I said, he was my first. We did the super vanilla, super slow first time thing. Missionary, dim lights, slow exploring each other's bodies, the whole first time package, right? We kept it slow and tame until we broke up after a few weeks. When I got back together with him, he was in a real hurry to try absolutely everything. He even bought a book of sex positions and used it as a checklist. We had sex in every position we could. He also introduced me to oral sex. Kind of surprise, really. I had mentioned that I was curious what it was like, and he just unzipped his pants and shoved my head down. I didn't mind, though. He was quite happy to reciprocate any chance he got. And then, well, never mind.
Never mind what? Tell me.
Well, he also introduced me to anal sex. But you probably don't want to hear about that.
Of course I do. I'm very interested in anal sex.
But only giving, right? You said that before, that nothing goes in your ass. I mean, it's not like I keep a strap on in my purse. You don't have to worry.
Worry? Why would I be worried? Here, let me show you something. Come with me to the bedroom. It's just right down the hall. Here.
Okay, a box. What's in it?
Just open it.
Is this a dildo? I don't understand.
It's a very special dildo. I've even named it.
Okay, what did you name it?
Its name is nothing.